The National Park Service is celebrating its centennial this year, but if you can't physically get to your favorite park, you can visit in your living room. Kind of. Artist and game designer Charlie Binkley has created a board game called Trekking the National Parks, and the project was a personal one. The idea came from his dad, John. He and his wife are on a mission to visit all 59 major national parks. They're almost there. And in 2009, he asked Charlie to make the game. John and Charlie are with me. And Charlie, so your folks love going to the parks. Have you been with them on any of their trips?
I've been to a few of them with them. I mean, it's mostly my parents are retired now, and so this is sort of like their bucket list to visit all of them. And I love the parks. They really love the parks. So they were definitely the inspiration that came about. I came more from sort of like the game design and art field. But when the idea came up, it seemed like a really good idea. It's a theme that hasn't ever really been explored, and we've noticed that it's brought a lot of people a lot of happiness, you know, kind of right away.
John, what is it about the parks that you and your wife really enjoy and feel the need to see all of them?
Well, ever since I saw Yosemite when I was 7 years old, I was inspired by just the solitude, the beauty, the grandeur. I mean, these things are like outdoor cathedrals to me.
So, Charlie, as a game designer, when your dad comes to you and says, okay, you need to do something about the national parks, what is your first reaction? Because you think of like national parks, as your dad said, they're sort of outdoor cathedrals. Like, how do you encompass those on a flat piece of cardboard?
That's a good question. What really helped sort of create that is my dad's a photographer, kind of on the side. And so he's been taking photographs of all the different locations as he's gone. And the way our game works is there's cards that represent each of the parks. And so when they come up, it's sort of a goal to visit. And so, you know, Grand Canyon comes up as a card. There's a beautiful picture that my dad took. And, you know, players then travel there on the map to, you know, collect points, visit the different locations.
John, why did you think a board game about the national parks was something that needed to happen and would sort of help feed what you obviously have as a great passion for these places?
Several years ago, Charlie reintroduced us to tabletop board games. We had been playing tabletop board games for several years now. One of the games that we played was a game called Ticket to Ride. It was about connecting destinations, cities to city with trains. And we really got excited about that because it brought our family together every Sunday playing board games. And again, taking our passion for the parks with his ability, I knew he had the ability to create the art and to create the mechanics of the game. I said to him one day, Charlie, you need to make us a game about the national parks. I mean, we need to express ourselves through this game and share this with people because our parks are a treasure that we should all enjoy.
It's kind of the one thing I will say too is, you know, I'd been making games in the past, obviously before this, but there was a lot of knowledge, I guess, behind it. So there was some depth there that we could pull from, and that kind of really fleshed the game out as well.
Is the goal of this to teach players about the national parks? I mean, is that something that you're trying to do?
You know, one of the things I always say is you don't have to know anything about the parks, but just by playing it, you can't help but absorb a little something just from playing it. The average person doesn't know more than five parks that they can count on their hand. But once you play the game, you start to absorb it. And the game comes with a park guidebook that we created and that has information and pictures in it. It's become sort of a source of inspiration for a lot of people because, you know, people get together, they play games, and now the theme sort of inspires them to, you know, get out there and visit the parks as well.
Was that a hope that you had as well, John?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for me, again, I have a real passion for the parks. My wife and I both enjoy it, and we make contributions to different park associations. So that's one of the motivations behind it, is not only to have fun, bring families together. You know, we kind of, our little phrase is entertainment, education, and inspiration to actually inspire people to go out there and visit these places.
Who are you marketing this game to? I mean, who ideally do you think is buying this and playing this?
It's mainly been families. A lot of the time it's been bought as a gift. It's usually, by parents for their children, or what I think is really cool too, has been bought by parents or children for their parents also. And again, it wasn't planned like that, but just the theme itself hasn't really, it's a theme that we all relate to. You know, we all kind of inherently understand how important the parks are. And so when you see it as a game, which is sort of this, you know, a game is like a ritual where, you know, the family comes together to play it, it sort of becomes a meditation on that. So
It's kind of interesting that you say that, because I think for a lot of people, going to the national parks is very much of a family experience. I mean, you guys have done it, you know, John, you and your wife do it as a family, even if Charlie's not around. And, you know, game night is also often seen as a way to bring families together and, you know, put away your devices and just sit around a table and talk to each other and play a game. It's just kind of an interesting, I guess, parallel here between a board game about national parks, two things that people see as ways to bring families together and actually have conversations with each other.
Yeah, I wish I could say that was planned, but it just, I guess, you know, sometimes good things just happen very naturally. And that was the case, you know, and since we've started to learn about our customer more, that's been what we've been hearing from them and what they like about it.
Did you see it that way, John? I mean, was this a hope of yours when you asked your son to make this game?
It was. I was hoping that people would put away their cell phones, put away their iPads, put away all their devices, and spend time concentrating on each other in a fun, friendly environment.
Charlie and John Binkley, two of the people behind Trekking the National Parks board game. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.